Market View on Money FM 89.3.
And today on Market View, we're going to be talking about bank earnings once again. Yes, as we mentioned before, the big three banks here, UOB, OCBC, and DBS, all wrapping up their earnings releases with results mostly to the upside and just a handful of lackluster surprises from the big three. However, looking forward, they are still facing some challenges with regards to compressed net interest margins and also continued potential competition from upcoming digital banks in the future. To help us assess the report cards of Singapore's largest banks, we're joined on the line today on Market View by Margaret Yang, the strategist over at CMC Markets, to help us understand how these bank earnings actually, if these bank earnings actually impressed or underwhelmed. Margaret, thank you so much for joining us and good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, JP.
All right. So, Margaret, let's just cut to the chase. You've seen the bank earnings. You've seen the report cards already. Give us your impression of how the banks actually did. It seems that on the surface, most of them actually impressed. But were you impressed or were you underwhelmed?
Well, I think the three banks, they have posted pretty good earnings for the third quarter. Problem is the forward-looking. So because the highlight is that the net interest margin mean for the three banks have likely peaked in the second quarter of this year, and they have started to decline in the third quarter, all of them. So NIM is a key measurement of banks' profitability, as net interest income contributes to more than 60% of their overall profits. So going forward, we may see more raining days, but for the current quarter, the earnings are pretty good, especially DBS and UOB. Both of them has beaten market forecast by more than 4%, whereas OCBC missed forecast by 7%.
Margaret, I want to zero in on that actually, if you can humor us. Were there particular challenges you think that faced OCBC that perhaps DBS and UOB were immune to, or perhaps were able to navigate a little better? Why do you think OCBC came in just a little bit more challenged compared to the other two?
Well, I think the main group came from the fee, the non-interest income items like fees, commissions, and trading incomes. They just missed the industrial average. For DBS and UOB, their non-interest income rised more than like 20% year on year, whereas OCBC, that item only increased by 2%. That's the main drag. The big part is the net interest margin. OCBC overall net interest income rised 6%, which is in line with expectation. But I think going forward, they have to do more effort in attracting the wealth management and fees income.
And I wanted to focus on that actually, Margaret, because when you look at the one thing that really jumped out when I looked at some of the report cards also was how strong the fee-based income and wealth management incomes were, especially for DBS and UOB. Mm-hmm. And it seems this might is. I guess the two-part question is this a trend that's going to continue for the banks here? And is it going to be enough to overcome some of the downside that we're seeing from net interest margins, or the challenges that we're forecasting to come for that might pressure net interest margins?
Exactly. I think you made a very valid point. This double-digit high-speed growth in the fees income and wealth management fees are going to provide some cushion to the lower interest margin going forward. And I guess the background of this phenomenon is that the uncertainties, political chaos in Hong Kong is really driving the capitals flowing out of Hong Kong and coming into Singapore. And this trend is likely to last for, I think, in the next couple of months or even quarters, as the uncertainty is really rising in Hong Kong and the situation is not improving or not showing any sign of improving in the short term. So I think Singapore banks will likely benefit from the capital inflow into Singapore going forward.
Is it wise for banks? Do you think it's the right strategy for banks to depend on some of these fee-based incomes as compared to, say, trading income, which could face more volatility heading into next year? Because we know there's still a lot of market uncertainty, whether it be from trade wars, slowdowns, or God knows what else someone throws from left field, right, Margaret? Do you think this is the only playbook that banks will actually have for next year if they want to sustain some of these earnings?
Well, I think all the three banks, they are pretty conservative in the earnings outlook next year. For example, DBS, the CEO forecast that the three interest rate cut this year is going to bring down the bank's net interest margin by 7 bps next year, which will be bring quite a big impact on their interest income. But at the same time, they're going to like manage the costs and explore new areas to drive up the growth, and they're not depending on like depending on the hope that the flow from Hong Kong is going to provide much of the support. So I think right now the three banks are pretty reasonably valued. The price-to-earning ratio are between 10 to 11 times, not crazy, given the very sound asset quality. And average dividend yield of three local banks are 4.5%. So look at Singapore's 10-year government yield, government treasury yield, which is now at 1.4%. So the bank's dividend gives investors around 3% premium over the risk-free rate. So that's still pretty decent yield.
All right. We're still speaking to Margaret Yang, who's a market analyst at CMC Markets, about the recent earnings reports of the three largest banks here in Singapore. Margaret, I do want to stay on that also. Dividends, you mentioned the dividends are at a premium when you compare it to some of the bond, the ongoing benchmark yields here in Singapore. Comparing the ability of the banks to sustain their dividends, as just one example, DBS, changing their dividend policy to a quarterly basis, based on the report cards and based on the balance sheets or how of these banks, how sustainable are these dividends? And especially when you compare it to some of the other dividend options you have in Singapore, such as say REITs or property stocks or even telcos, for instance, how sustainable or how solid are they vis-a-vis some of these others?
I think the current payout, dividend payout, are quite sustainable, and they are in a very comfortable range. For example, I think DBS, their dividend payout ratio is less than 50%. That means they still have room to cushion the profit drop in the future and maintain the current dividend payout in the foreseeable future. So the room is pretty ample, and banks are still doing pretty good. Just that going forward, the profit growth is going to slow down a little bit to the low single digit rather than the double digit we have seen in the last 2 years.
All right, Margaret, let's talk about another factor that's becoming more prevalent when you look at the banks, and that's this digital banking push. It's transforming the sector as we know, but at the same time, we're seeing a lot of digital banks that could challenge the big three. On the flip side, digital banking or the digitization push could actually lead to some cost savings or even open up new opportunities for them. Do you think the digital transformation of the sector is going to be more of an opportunity or a threat to these incumbents?
Well, I think right now it's too early to say that a digital license in Singapore is going to threat the core businesses of the three local banks, and because they are still just in a very early stage. And all of the three local banks, they have started initiatives to transform some of the business into the digital portal and use digital methods to improve their overall operation efficiency. So they have already started to look into this area. So I don't think that would be a big problem in the near future.
All right. And finally, Margaret, before I let you go, I want to look ahead to 2020. It seems that this year has been a rather solid one for the banking sector. But heading into 2020, if I can just pick your brain and ask you, which of the three do you think is a bank that's worth watching out for more closely in the next year in terms of either opportunities or threats?
Among three local banks, I still prefer DBS as the top pick because it has the highest ROE among the three peers. Its ROE is 13.6%, whereas OCBC and and UOB, their ROE are 11.4 and 11.9 times of a percent respectively. So it is the most profitable bank among all, and they are all quite reasonably priced at the moment.
All right, so DBS, something to watch out for 2020. We'll see if they can hold on to their mantle as Asia's, Southeast Asia's largest lender, and according to some publications, the best bank in the world, they say. Margaret Yang, analyst from CMC Markets, we thank you so much for taking the time out to join us today on Primetime and sharing your insights on these banking or on the earnings results from the three biggest banks here in Singapore. Thank you so much and good afternoon.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.